This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Part of Gene Robinson's job more than 30 years ago was to choose Queens County's Volunteer of the Year. Now the Brooklyn resident and consultant has been given the distinction herself.
Well, I was really surprised and honored to be selected, and I've been thinking it's kind of funny because I came here in the late 80s as the recreation director for the county, and part of my job was helping to do just that, select the representative volunteers. So it's a bit of full circle.
The Region of Queens municipality announced earlier this summer that it had chosen Robinson as its Volunteer of the Year for her, quote, remarkable and diverse volunteer resume. She has a full-time job as president of Horizons Community Development Associates, Inc., but that hasn't stopped her from giving much of her free time to nonprofits and other groups in the community. Since moving to the area from rural New Brunswick in 1988, Robinson has made her mark with many organizations, from the Queens County Girls Choir and Queens County Sea Fest to her current volunteer gig as chair of the Liverpool International Theatre Festival. She's also helped shepherd local community theatre productions at the Astor Theatre and with the Winds of Change Dramatic Society as a producer. She credits her parents with teaching her the importance of volunteering at a young age.
I just think that arts and culture have a really important foundational role in community and in a healthy community. So this is my way of being part of that. And it ties to kind of my bigger value, I guess, is that volunteering is foundational to communities, to community development, and having a healthy place to live, work, and play.
She's been involved with the theater festival since 2011, and it was that connection that also garnered her the prestigious King Charles III Coronation Medal in January for services to the arts. Former Lieutenant Governor Arthur LeBlanc and his wife Patsy are big fans of the festival, and he nominated Robinson for the honor.
And that came as a complete surprise. I opened my email one day back in early January, and I thought, is this a real email? was my first reaction. It was lovely to see the breadth of volunteers that were being recognized for their work, whether it was in civil society or in government or in Indigenous relations.
She says volunteering is changing as people's family lives and priorities shift. Many groups, especially in rural communities like Liverpool, find it challenging to recruit and retain volunteers.
I think it is still a struggle, and I think that the days of folks volunteering for many years with an organization is maybe more the exception than the rule than it used to be, and just the ongoing long-term volunteer is a little more difficult to get now.
Robinson is bucking that trend by staying with organizations like the Theater Festival for the long haul. She says volunteering has helped her form and strengthen long-lasting friendships.
People volunteer for different reasons, and so understanding that people may want to volunteer for social connections, they may want to do it for building skills, which could then even potentially help on a resume, knowing that there aren't financial barriers for them to being involved, and understanding that as an organization, thinking about the strengths that volunteering brings to a person and the community, but also how can we break down the barriers and support people to be part of the community. How do we open the door and make them feel welcome?
Robinson will be the Region of Queens delegate to the Provincial Volunteer Awards ceremony on September 29th. She'll be one of 70 from around the province to be honored with the award. The Queens Volunteer of the Year is chosen from nominees for the region's Ripple Effect Volunteer Recognition Program, which allows the public to nominate fellow community members for their volunteer efforts. More information about the Ripple Effect is available on the Region of Queens website. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.